Spokane skateboarders got to cruise around the city council chambers one night last week to kick off plans for a new wheel park. The Parks Department invited skaters to the public meeting about where the new skateboard and BMX park should go. Monique Cotton, the new Parks and Recreation spokesperson, says the city has wanted to close the under the freeway skate park for years because the land is not city-owned and not necessarily safe. She says the consensus was to build a new one downtown, possibly in Riverfront Park.
And so what we want to do is identify a safe location where the city already owns property, so it makes sense for us to continuously upkeep it and make it a beautiful place, and actually make it a focal point within the city. We want people to come up and watch people skate.
The city operates three skate and BMX parks and wants to close the freeway location. Cotton says if the city decides to put the new one in Riverfront Park, it would be part of the upcoming major redesign. The Parks and Rec Department is reviewing comments from that public meeting and working with Grindline Skate Parks, a professional design team. The new location would be funded by leftover money from the 2007 bond. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.